Clark. 5 weekends of campaigning until Election Day, and across the country, voters are weighing their concerns. For Sandra Jury in San Francisco, the future of the Middle East is a major issue.
I think Kamala and Tim Walz would do a better job of that. I think Trump is extremely selfish and can't see beyond his own ego.
In Vero Beach, Florida, Christine Lucas says,
I'm hoping Trump wins because of the economy. That's my whole reason for voting, is the economy.
Today, Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania for a rally on the same site where he was injured in an assassination attempt in July. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina viewing the damage left by Helene. Storm now responsible for at least 220 deaths as power restoration efforts continue in the hardest hit areas. Tensions remain high in the Middle East, and Israel used an airstrike to cut off a main highway that links Lebanon with Syria. This is ABC News. The devastation brought by Helene is not just impacting areas of the South, but also the companies that are based in those places. That includes the nation's largest supplier of intravenous fluids for hospital and home use.
Though they're conserving IV fluid supplies at Mass General Brigham Hospital in Boston,
people should have a lot of confidence that we are delivering care as normal.
The hospital's Dr. Paul Bittinger.
In some cases where we would have what we call spiked or prepared an IV fluid bag just in case, we're holding back on that so that we don't waste any units that we otherwise may need to use for patient care.
The FDA says it's working with Baxter to get the storm-damaged plant back to production ASAP.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The NFL says there were the fewest concussions this preseason since it began keeping track in 2015. The league citing rule changes and equipment changes for the 24% decrease that includes the Guardian cap, a cushioned pad some players are wearing over their helmets. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Rapidly increasing clouds before midnight tonight, then clearing skies right after midnight with a low of 48. Winds will be south, becoming west, 5 to 15. Sunny, cooler temperatures tomorrow. It'll be strong winds during the day with a high of 65. Winds will be west to northwest, 10 to 20, with gusts up to 30. And clear skies tomorrow night with a cold temperatures, possibly patchy frost, and a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 80 degrees.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, October 5th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a motorcycle crash occurred on the afternoon of Sunday, September 29th, at approximately 5 in rural Soldiers Grove in the town of Franklin. Daniel E. Williams, 73, of rural Viroqua, was operating the cycle northbound on County Road J and lost control on a curve. The motorcycle slid across the roadway and came to rest in the grass on the opposite side of the roadway. Williams was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. He was not using a helmet, but was wearing boots, long pants, and a jacket. Assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Fire Department Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. A decades-old baby John Doe cold case in southeast Wisconsin goes unsolved. In 1989, authorities found a newborn baby boy dead beneath a bridge in rural Kenosha County and buried him at a cemetery there. After the infant's body was exhumed for DNA evidence in 2015, the baby's death was treated as a homicide after a DNA match identified the newborn's next of kin in 2022. The case was referred to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which recently concluded no charges would be filed. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office officially closed the case on Thursday. The Department of Natural Resources is asking hunters for deer tissue samples to test for PFAS accumulating near the town of Stella in Oneida County. The deer will need to have been harvested within a 3-mile radius of Stella in 2024. The sample of muscle and liver tissue should be about the size of an adult thumb, wrapped in aluminum foil and placed in a zipped and closed bag. Details on the harvest location are also required. The samples can be dropped off at the chronic wasting disease kiosk in Rhinelander. Green Bay Correctional Institute inmate Jackson Vogel was ordered Thursday to stand trial for allegedly killing his cellmate, Michael Loreno. Vogel is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the August 27th death at the prison. The charges include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Loreno during his race and sexual preference. Arraignment is scheduled for October 15th. Defense attorney Ann Larson said she anticipates filing a speedy trial demand, which would require a trial within 3 months of the arraignment. Phyllis Loreno, Michael's mother, says she's looking into filing a wrongful death civil rights lawsuit, contending Micah should not have been placed in the same cell as Vogel. Holding a dresser on top of a moving car is not smart. A picture posted on the Wisconsin State Patrol's Facebook page shows a car driving on Madison's Beltline with a passenger holding a dresser on the roof. The driver was cited for moving violations, and a few items were readjusted in the car's trunk, allowing the dresser to fit inside. The State Patrol says unsecured items on top of vehicles can be dangerous to everyone on the road. Join the community of Richland Center's Colorfest weekend continues through tomorrow. Join the community of Richland Center for a celebration of sights and sounds at the Canyon of Lights Nighttime Parade tonight at 7. Bands, civic clubs, and businesses, as well as other unique nighttime lighted floats, are all part of the Canyon of Lights Parade. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown. If you would like to participate in the parade, registrations will be accepted up to parade time. For more information, call 608-630-2452. American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center will be serving a Free Will biscuits and gravy and scrambled egg breakfast tomorrow from 7 until gone. The Hill Country Classic Powers annual Wheels of Time truck tractor show at the Richland County Fairgrounds resumes tomorrow with viewing of classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles. You are encouraged to support the truck tractor show through your purchase of pie, and the 4-H will be serving food and refreshments. Oakwood Fruit Farm's Customer Appreciation Days at the Orchard continues tomorrow. There are many sales specials, sampling of retail store offerings, book signings, and more. The Friendship Quilters Quilt Show will be held in the activity room at Schmidt Woodland Hills Senior Living Facility tomorrow from 10 to 4. A variety of quilted items will be on display. A bed turning will be featured again tomorrow at 2. And tours of the AD German Warehouse will be held tomorrow. Tours begin on the hour promptly at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Tickets are priced at $20 per person. The Ithaca School Fair will be held on Saturday, October 12th, as part of Homecoming's Welcome to the Jungle. Those planning to enter the fair are reminded that the deadline to enter exhibits is Tuesday, October 8th. Enter your exhibits online at fairentry.com/fair/sign-in/20951. Public Health Sauk County will be hosting an event to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Nurse Family Partnership, a national program serving first-time parents and their children impacted by the economic inequality. Those enrolled in the program visit with a specially trained nurse beginning in pregnancy and continuing until the child turns 2. The Nurse Family Partnership Program in Sauk County has served 336 clients in the last decade, with 155 graduates to date. To celebrate the program's success, there will be an event on Tuesday from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shady Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. The event will provide an opportunity to learn more about the program and its successes and meet the staff. Light refreshments will be served. If you would like to attend, please RSVP at bit.ly/socnfp10. And an upcoming free webinar for members of the public will provide an opportunity to learn more about the Clean Energy Plan Progress Report and the state's accomplishments since the release of Wisconsin's first Clean Energy Plan in 2022. Maria Redmond, Director of the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy, will lead the webinar. Held in conjunction with the Office of Business Development, the webinar will be held on Tuesday, October 8th from 4:30 to 5:30. The session will highlight programs and initiatives that address the four foundational clean energy plan pathways to ensure a clean, reliable, and affordable energy future in Wisconsin, accelerate clean energy technology deployment, maximize energy efficiency, modernize buildings and industry, and innovate transportation. The webinar is also highlights the state's first priority climate action plan, otherwise known as the Wisconsin Emissions Reductions Roadmap. This roadmap identifies climate change risks, impacts, and vulnerabilities, especially in low-income, disadvantaged communities across the state, and facilitates actionable steps towards the mitigation of those risks. To learn more about clean energy and climate action in Wisconsin, join Director Maria Redmond on the OSCE team for the Clean Energy Plan webinar, October 8th at 4:30. Registration is required. For questions, reach out to osce@wisconsin.gov. WRCO News Time is 5:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Today is Saturday, October 5th. Shirley Mae Eng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Mae Eng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradrick for WRCO. We have a low pressure system that's continuing to move in an eastern direction just to the north of Wisconsin. So attached to it, we will have a cold front that's going to push through late tonight. It's going to give us cooler temperatures as we head into the second half of this weekend. However, those winds are going to continue to be on the strong side as well. We have a tighter pressure gradient, which means pressure will be dropping a little bit more rapidly as we head into tonight and into our Sunday. Temperatures are expected to be hitting just the mid to upper 40s as we head into tonight. We're going to have a rapid increase in cloud coverage as we get closer to midnight, and then just after midnight, we are expecting the clouds to clear out as well. For our Sunday, we're looking at plenty of sunshine and cooler temperatures are going to be felt. We're looking at highs only in the low to mid 60s. Stronger winds are going to be coming back, coming mostly from the west and then the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. For Sunday night, we're looking at clear skies with colder temperatures. Also looking at possible patchy frost for some areas for Sunday night as well, lows dropping in the low to mid 30s. For our Monday, the winds are going to be a little bit more on the calm side, coming in from the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Plenty of sunshine can be seen, and we will have a slight increase in temperatures. Otherwise, a few afternoon clouds can be expected, highs in the mid-60s. Getting into Tuesday, we're looking at highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. We're going to have a warming trend sticking around with plenty of sunshine. Wednesday, we're looking at low to mid-70s for highs. Dry conditions can be expected for the rest of the week as well as sunshine. Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. And Friday, we are going to have a little bit above average temperatures for this time of year, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Plenty of sunshine can also be expected for the end of this week as well. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and our temperature is 80 degrees after a daytime high, which we were 5 degrees short of the record. It's 81 degrees and a morning low was 38. Yesterday's high was 69 and we received 4/100ths of an inch of rain. The record high set back in 1992 is 86 degrees with a record low of 23 set back in 1952. Last year's high was 71 and our low is 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:04. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 5 miles per hour and we did receive gusts up to 14 miles per hour today. Barometric reading is 29.77, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
And today, there is high school football action going on, eight-player football, in fact. In Kickapoo, Lafarge defeated Wanniewaukee Weston by a score of 8-3. Also last night, Highland beat North Crawford by a score of 16-6, and Wisconsin Heights beat Monticello by a score of 56-20. And we have a few other 11-player football finals to pass along in their homecoming matchup after a game-winning field goal. And with only a few seconds left, Richland Center won their homecoming game against River Valley by a score of 21-20. Ithaca went 7-0 on the season by beating Royal 35-7, and it was Riverdale over Boscobel by a score of 26-6. The Dick McKitchen Platteville Invitational in cross country took place today, and in girls cross country action, a couple of local teams took place. First of all, Richland Center in girls, Richland Center Ithaca, they placed 10th, and then River Valley placed 17th in that competition. And in boys action, or boys cross country action, it was Richland Center Ithaca coming in 11th place, and River Valley came in 26th. Braden Locke threw for 359 yards and connected with Trek Kalina on two of his three touchdown passes as Wisconsin trounced Purdue 52-6 to continue the Badgers' mastery of this series. Tawee Walker rushed for 94 yards and threw three touchdowns on 19 carries as Wisconsin snapped a two-game skid and beat Purdue for the 18th straight time. Purdue last defeated Wisconsin in 2003. Locke went 20 of 31 and set single-game career highs in touchdown passes and yards passing. Purdue failed to reach the end zone and went 1 of 11 on third down situation in its first game since firing Graham Harrell as offensive coordinator. Dylan Gabriel threw a pair of touchdown passes and ran for another to help number 6 Oregon remain undefeated with a 31-10 victory over Michigan State last night. Gabriel completed 20 of 32 passes to finish with 257 yards, and Jordan James ran for a career-high 166 yards and another score for the Ducks, who improved to 5-0 and 2-0 in the Big Ten play, with a showdown against number 3 Ohio State coming next week. It was the third straight loss for Michigan State, spoiling coach Jonathan Smith's return to the state of Oregon after leaving Oregon State for the Spartans last November. And elsewhere in the Big Ten action for today, Penn State beat UCLA by a score of 27-11. Also, games going on right now. It's in the fourth quarter, and Ohio State leads Iowa by a score of 35-6. It's in the fourth, and Indiana leads Northwestern by a score of 34-24. And Nebraska leads Rutgers in the third inning by a score of 14-0. Also in the WEAC today, it was River Falls beating Eau Claire by a score of 64-7. Platteville over La Crosse, 30-27. Stout beat Stevens Point, 22-15. And it was Whitewater over Oshkosh by a score of 21-14. And the Green Bay Packers have suspended wide receiver Romeo Doubs from Sunday's game with the Los Angeles Rams for what they describe as a conduct detrimental to the team. Dobbs hadn't practiced Thursday or Friday. The Packer said at the time that he was dealing with a personal matter. Dobbs has 12 catches for 169 yards and no touchdowns through Green Bay's first four games this season after he had 59 receptions for 674 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy. Hello again, everyone. It's time for another backtracking show on WRCO Radio as we take it back to the 70s and 80s for some music headlines and some hot hits. All a part of our Retro Saturdays here on WRCO Radio. We start you off back in 1981 when Billy Joel released the first digitally recorded live album, Songs in the Attic, a collection of tunes he had recorded before his big breakthrough. Billy Joel kicks off the backtracking show.
Say goodbye, my baby.
hope you're having a great weekend in Southwest Wisconsin as we take you back to some weekend headlines and highlights from days gone by. It was this weekend in 1976 when Elvis Presley attracted a crowd at a gas station in Memphis, Tennessee, when he stopped to fill up his Harley. After chatting with fans for a few minutes, the King just calmly drove away. He probably said, "Thank you very much."
Oh, get on up.
Elvis Presley, the King, in WRCO Radio, driving his motorcycle and singing that song, probably. Anyway, let's flash ahead to 1980. Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, and Mick Fleetwood presented the University of Southern California Trojan Marching Band with a platinum record for their contribution to an album and a song specifically that was known as Tusk.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac and a great marching song there from their album in 1980 and a song called Tusk. This weekend in 1973, the BBC broadcast the 500th edition of the rock and roll show Top of the Pops. Some of the greatest from through the years were actually on that show, including the early days of the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five and the Animals and all those great British groups. By 73, they were featuring some top acts of music, including That Night, Slade, Gary Glitter, and America's The Osmonds. The Osmonds had this later day hit for them as brothers, as hitmakers on the pop charts. And a forgotten classic tonight on the Backtracking Show, The Osmonds and Love Me for a Reason. Osmonds and WRCO with a forgotten track on the Backtracking Show. We'll be right back with more memories.
Canned peas. Not the early peas. The big, lumpy, mushy, overcooked canned peas. I hate mushy canned peas. But that's what my mom had made as the vegetable for our supper that night. I refused to eat them. Then that overused, abused, and confused statement came out of my mother's mouth. You know, the statement that every kid has heard at least one time in his or her life. Eat your peas. There are starving kids in India who would love to have those peas. So I got up from the table, went downstairs to my dad's office, got out an envelope, addressed it to Starving Kids in India, went back upstairs to the table, shoveled my peas into the envelope, licked and sealed the envelope, and handed it to my mom and said, "Here, you can mail my peas to India." Then that other dreaded statement that every mother says sometime during her motherhood, "You just wait until your father gets home." Oh man, Dad's coming home, but while I don't know when he'll arrive, I do have a good idea what he'll do. It's best to be prepared ahead of time for Dad's arrival. It's time to pad the backside. The scripture tells us that Jesus will be coming back someday soon, and then the final judgment. That could be a reason for fear or a reason for joy and anticipation. The Bible says we do not know the hour or the day when Jesus will return, but the Apostle Peter told us to be prepared and to keep looking up for a second coming. Padding your backside is not going to suffice. We need to be prepared for Christ's second coming in a better way. Acknowledge to the Father your failure to live like Christ. Put your faith in Jesus and His grace poured out for you on the cross of crucifixion. Be obedient and follow Christ. Pattern your life after Christ and help others get prepared for Christ's return. Remember, there are people out there starving for the love of Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Backtracking, WRCO.
Welcome back to the Backtracking Show. I'm Phil Nee as we go back to some music headlines and some hot happening hits from this weekend and some weeks of your life. 70s and 80s, a great time, and our retro Saturday continues as we lead right toward tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. Next up in line, we go back to the year of 1977. And this song was peeking out at number 11 this week on the Billboard survey for Stephen Bishop from his album Careless.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Take him from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. Steals the stars from the sky, puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Well, if you know it, always dream and stitching. Toss up my heart to see where it lands. On and on, I just keep on trying. And I smile when I feel like dying. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on.
Stephen Bishop and WRCA Radio's Those Were the Days, and a song called On and On. This week in 2017, we were learning the sad news of the death of Tom Petty, who died after multi-system organ failure at the age of just 66. He had some many big hits, albums, and great tours throughout the land. We remember Mr. Petty on the Backtrackin' Show this time with a song that goes from the concert tour in the mid-1980s. And special guest Stevie Nicks was a part of this particular duet as well, doing an old Searchers number called Needles and Pins on the Backtrackin' Show. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers live with Stevie Nicks in the background and Needles and Pins. Thanks for joining us for the Backtrackin' Show. So we'll go back in time for one more slice of the chart and we'll find out what was number one this week in 1988. It's a song from an album that was doing very, very well as well. And let's go back and relive this Def Leppard classic now as we bring on a song called Love Bites, which found its way all the way to number one. Thank you. From the album Hysteria, and that is Def Leppard and a song called Love Bites, number one from 1988. And that's going to do it for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is Phil Lee wishing you the best, and stay tuned for more great music right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Maud, starring Beatrice Arthur, and Kojak, starring Telly Savalas, will return next Saturday night at their regular times on most of these stations.
When Phil Nee began, his Those Were the Days radio show in 1986, Bobcats in southwest Wisconsin rated it as their favorite show. Tonight, he will attempt to set a record for continuous hours broadcasting on Saturday nights with 10 or less listeners. There aren't as many Bobcats as there used to be.
From Richland Center, it's Those Were the Days. Hello, everyone. Hey, rock and rollers. Those Were the Days is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek.